We're starting this morning, though, with the news of the subcommittee yesterday on meeting to address the refugee crisis and the asylum seeker crisis we have in this country. We've around 58,000 refugees and asylum seekers here now. This time last year, we had 7,500. We are at the very limits and the extent of the amount of emergency accommodation that's been brought online to try and give everybody a bed. And we had the story over the weekend of 43 Ukrainians having effectively nowhere to sleep when they arrived into the country. Now, the government released a statement last night. This is still to be fully confirmed by Cabinet and signed off on. But what they've announced is they're increasing a double payment to those who are hosting from €400 a week to €800 a week if you host a Ukrainian in your house or Ukrainians in your house. They're going to accelerate bringing in new properties, rapid build, emergency accommodation and refurbished properties. I'd imagine modular homes will be part of that rapid build situation. And they're also going to provide clear pathways out of direct provision for those who are granted status to get them out of DP centres and into accommodation as quickly as possible. Details still to be ironed out, but the government had planned in having a second transit hub working within weeks, months ago, and having modular housing in place by November. That probably won't happen now until this spring. So that's where they're looking to try and move heaven and earth to increase the numbers. And they did apparently open an extra 200-bed facility at Dublin Airport to accommodate people coming into the country. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme on those announcements. Will they work? Do they need to work? And what should we be saying in relation to our refugee situation? We had, of course, a situation in Killarney 2 weeks ago where 135 Ukrainians were to be moved, around 390 asylum seekers are moved in to Killarney, and there's concerns and discussions about the displacement factor in terms of tourism, with the number of beds that are now taken by both asylum seekers and Ukrainians in accommodation, in terms of what will happen, I suppose, for next week, for midterm, for the normal people who would travel for weekends away, perhaps maybe for the Christmas period, the busy Christmas period, and on into next year. So there's a lot going on in relation to this. With me on the line to talk about it is Deputy Danny Healy-Way, Independent Deputy for Kerry. Danny, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Johnny. Good morning to all your listeners out there.
What do you make of the government's plans, the announcement to double the amount of money given to people to host Ukrainian refugees, to accelerate bringing in new properties, rapid build, emergency accommodation and refurbished properties as well?
Well, Johnny, of course, I'm very concerned. And I suppose every public representative has to be concerned about his own area, his own constituency and like that. I am about Kerry and Killarney and the Ring of Kerry and the wonderful product of tourism that people have strived to achieve back over the years, and we're recognised all over the world for the wonderful experiences that people have had in Kerry, in Killarney, in all of Kerry. And you see, I'm very worried that we could be dismantling all of this with the amount of Ukrainians and refugees and asylum seekers that we are taking in. And let no one say that I'm racist or that I'm this or that, because I have worked for people of all nationalities since I became a public representative in Killarney for the Bangladesh community, for all of them. I can't name them all. But I am very concerned now about Killarney, and just think of the other thing that's happening as well at the same time. The Airbnbs, I've noticed, got to more or less to close down. Look at the effect that will have. And you see, there are so many other people depending on the tourism. And if the hotels are going to be full with Ukraine people and all of these refugees, where is that going to live? The people that want to, that traditionally came to Killarney, came to Kerry at different times, whether it was holiday weekends, whether it was Christmas or whatever, or for the summer. We depend so much on that. It could be the farmer's wife that goes out for to make a few extra bob, or the farmer's son, or it could be the local builder's son, or daughter that's getting the bit of part-time money for working part-time in the tourism sector. All that could be jeopardized if we aren't very careful, because You see, I can see now that they have a network, and these people will be able to fly in here. And look, there has to be some kind of a cap to ensure that we don't dismantle what we already have and what was tried. And you see, when you talk about demountable homes, God almighty, Jerry, I fought so hard for to get a demountable home for a local man in Kerry, and because it wasn't policy anymore, they wouldn't bring it out to him. I can tell you that man died inside in a van, and I'm very hurt about that. They can do all wonderful things. And you see, we had Dr. Stack on there the other day. We don't have the medical services. Did they announce any extra doctors? Did they announce any extra help inside the counter and the social welfare offices?
Well, what they've said, Danny, on that, and that is an issue that was raised by the Killarney Chamber of Tourism and Commerce and raised by the Killarney Asylum Seekers Initiative in a statement last Friday, that they were not happy, that services were at snapping point, late notice. Now, we did contact the Department of Children and of Responsibility for the Refugees, IPAS, the International Protection Accommodation Service, about those concerns, and this is what they said. Recently procured accommodation in Killarney is temporary emergency accommodation, given the significantly increased numbers of international protection applicants arriving in the country in addition to refugees. Temporary emergency accommodation has to be used often at very short notice. The emergency nature of the response required means the advanced communications are not as comprehensive or as early as we would like. Every effort is made to notify public representatives and state agencies in advance. It is appreciated that it is very difficult for all stakeholders, such as the HSE, Department of Education, Social Protection, GPs and the like. Unfortunately, given the scale of the increase in arrivals, we do not have a choice and need to use accommodation as soon as it becomes available to us. So they're saying they're trying, Danny, but it's just, this is an unprecedented emergency. It's not possible to let everybody know, and it's not possible to have everything arranged in advance, including those local services. We just have to make do, is what they're saying, because of the nature of the crisis. What's your response to that?
But, Jory, you shouldn't be compounding the problem until you have some attempt made to sort it out. They have no attempt whatsoever made to increase the number of doctors. They have no attempt made at all at doing anything for the social welfare services. And while they're queuing out the door, and when a local man of 77 years of age couldn't get in to get assistance for to travel, for to get cancer treatment, he wanted a bit of extra money. He couldn't access the counter, and he was told to come back the next day, and that there was a queue there, and there was two people talking for dozens of people, and he was behind all that. I mean, sorry, that's not fair.
So you're saying local services like that under pressure, are you not running the risk of pitting people against each other, Danny, and saying that people can't get social welfare because of the levels of Ukrainians and refugees, and that might engender ill feeling towards them?
Well, you see, the government are responsible for that situation, because they have no attempt made whatsoever to resolve that. And it's not just enough to say, look, there's a bed for you here, there's a roof as well. And there's a whole lot more that goes with it. These people do get sick as well, Jerry. Mm. And they have to go to the doctor. And just because they're refugees or asylum seekers won't mean that they won't get sick. And they, as I said, they're entitled to get the same social welfare. And they know their entitlements. And they're going up to the counter. Mm. And you see, to set up for our own people. But if they want to bring... I'm contesting that, Jerry. I feel that other countries are not taking the same amount. And France is one of the fifth biggest economy in the world. And they haven't reached the 30,000 cap that they set in place yet. Because they're vetting who's coming in. There has been no vetting here. And people don't know exactly where they come from. Just because you fly from Ukraine, you're deemed to be a refugee.
Well, they're suggesting that they're going to get tougher on that and do more of a job in controlling that situation. You're calling for a cap. You're saying no more. Now, yesterday, Thomas Byrne, representing the government, was speaking about this and saying that we can't institute a cap. Legally or morally, we won't. We can't institute a cap. However, we are sending the message that as things stand at the moment, to Ukrainians in particular, because you can talk to their government and their government is working with other governments to try and get people away from the danger and the war zone, that we can't guarantee you a bed. That you can come here if you want, but there's no guarantee you will get a bed. Do you think that will make a difference?
Look, as I see the government now, the last number of days, they're talking out to both sides of their mouth. They're telling him to come on the one hand, and we have to see after it, and on the other hand, they're telling him not to come. I mean, sorry.
But it's a war, Denny. It's a war. Like, people, there are missiles, there are bombs falling in all parts of Ukraine at the moment, and people are dying. So are you saying stay where you are, or what are you saying?
Sorry, be very clear about that now. All of Ukraine is not being bombed. Mm. And we see pictures of the Ukraine at the seaside in some part of it. They are going back a few months ago.
And yeah, all of but Danny, missiles were falling on Kyiv last week. That's a fact. That did happen. They landed in a children's playground, they landed in the bridge, and they've been upping the number of drones that have been flying and hitting countries or cities like Lviv in the west of the Ukraine. They may not all be on the front line, but there certainly are missiles randomly, day by day, hitting different parts.
And that's very sad, and that's very wrong. But at the same time, Tori, we must be able to cater, if we want to cater for the ones that are already after coming, and if we want to cater for our own people, you must call a halt somewhere until we've sorted out. Until there is doctors, until there is social welfare officers.
And you don't accept the line, because we had Leo Varadkar on the programme 2 weeks ago. You don't accept the line from him, and it's still the line from government, and Micheál Martin was speaking about it yesterday, saying this is extraordinary times. It is a war. We are in wartime, and it's not ideal, it's not perfect, but we have to do our part for the duration of it. What's your response to that, finally?
Tis like the climate change and all the other things. The whole thing must be shared out all over the world. Ireland is only a small country, and we're struggling as it is to find housing for our own. Even I have them coming to me day after day, people that came from other countries that are here 20 years or more and are still waiting to get houses. And we must try to see after that. I believe forced. And we have a lot of Ukraine's take at the minute, and I'm calling for a halt right now until we see that we have places for them, and that not like the government say, come on the one hand, and on the other hand, the other fellows out telling them to stay home, we might never be free. That's only calling the people and carrying the people further. And we won't be able to see after what we have already, and we won't be able to see after our own people. And in the middle of it all, Killarney and the Ring of Kerry, and Kerry could lose its tourism product.
Okay.
And when we see that's my big worry. Combined with the thing they're doing to their B&Bs, that's no insignificant.
That'll remove a lot of bed nights, is your concern as well, and the overall displacement factor for tourism. Okay, we're out of time. Deputy Healy Ray, thanks very much for your views on that this morning. That's Danny Healy Ray and his views on what the government are doing in terms of what they've announced to increase the number of hosts, doubling the payments, more emergency accommodation, modular or demountable homes being brought into it, as well as trying to deal with the numbers and the extraordinary crisis that we're in on that front.